We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. We did the introduction to this in the previous Shir. This Halacha is going to be based on Chapter 72 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nizal speaks especially about shiflus, humility. And he emphasizes that the part of the person that's going to come back to life in Tchiyas HaMesim and the part of the person that's going to be in Olam Haba is only the humility of the person, the humbleness of the person. And Rabbi Nizal also speaks there about busha, feeling ashamed and embarrassed in the presence of Hashem, of Hashem's greatness. We mentioned specifically that Rabbi Nizal says that a proper Jew, should feel embarrassed even when he puts food into his mouth. Like, who am I? This isn't mine. This is Hashem's. And what do I deserve? Nobody owes me anything. Like a person who's being given something for free, totally for free, that kind of thing. And Rabbi Nizal had asked, when Rabbi Nizal wants to speak about this concept of feeling shame and embarrassment from Hashem, why does Rabbi Nizal choose specifically the example of eating, when you're eating? And this is what he's going to go into explaining now. Paragraph Gimel, V'ho inyan, ki ikar tikkun hu achila shetia bigdusha hu al yedei habusha. One of the most important things that's necessary so that a person's eating should be considered holy is busha, this shame and embarrassment. And again, I want to emphasize, usually most people hear the word shame and embarrassment, they think right away in very negative terms. That's one of the things most of us don't want to have anything to do with. None of us are looking for shame or looking to be embarrassed in any way. But here we're talking about something very special, very good, very holy. We're talking about a person who has such recognition of Hashem and is so conscious of the fact that we are in front of Hashem at all times that the clear recognition of Hashem makes the person feel small and humble in the presence of Hashem. Like one feels lahavdil when you go see a great king. And you walk into his palace and you see those tall ceilings and you see marble like you never saw before. You see wealth, extraordinary wealth and power. And a person feels so tiny, you know, when you're standing in front of that, multiply that trillions of times more so when we're standing in the presence of Hashem. This feeling that I'm so, so tiny and so unworthy and so fortunate, you know. So he says, the main tikkun of achila, that a person's eating should be bigdusha, is by the person having this holy type of shame and embarrassment, shehu bechinas tshuva, which is synonymous with repentance, she'al yodo zoichin lechayim nitzchiyim, and it's through this busha and tshuva that a person is zoicha to eternal life. Rabbi Nizal brings in Likutei Moran that the word boishes, which means shame and embarrassment, is the same letters as the word toshev, to return to Hashem. Dahainu shiflus nichya, meaning when we talk about eternal life, shal yoda zeich lechaim nitzchim, through busha and tshuva, a person is zeich to eternal life. Dahainu shehashiflus nichya, meaning that the humility of the person will be brought back to life. V'zeichen l'shiflus, and the person zeichet to true humility. Ki ikar hatachlis hu ashiflus. Because one of the main goals of a Jew is to achieve this level of humility. Ki ikar hatachlis hu lahakir haboirei sporach. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to paraphrase it for us. You know, personally, what are you talking about? Where does it say such a thing, that the main tachlis is humility? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you where it says it. Because it says in all the Sforim that the main tachlis, the main goal of a Jew is recognition of Hashem. Lahakir haboirei sporach. V'yefsher lo da'asoy si'esporach. And it is impossible to know Hashem, shezehu ikra chayim nitzchim, which is really what the eternal life is going to be all about, kiyim al yedei shiflus, without humility. V'al kenim, therefore, liosid, in the future, sheyichyu chayim nitzchim, those who are privileged to be part of that future, will live eternal life, v'yakiru v'yedu oisei yisborach, and their recognition of Hashem will be on the highest level, shezehu ikar shiashua olam haba, that's one of the main pleasures of the world to come, this clear recognition of Hashem, al kein ikar achayim nitzchim yirak la'shifus kanal. For this reason, since the goal is recognition of Hashem, the only part of the person that's going to be zeh recognition of Hashem is humility, therefore, humility is a very important goal for a person to reach, to achieve. Ki yefsher lahasigo yisborach, v'lo da'aso yisborach, kiim kishezoiche lihiyois bebchinas ayin mamish, betachlis hashiflus be'emes. Because it is impossible to understand Hashem and to really to have true recognition of Hashem unless the person is really nothing, unless the person considers themselves totally nothing, betachlis hashiflus, the ultimate degree of humility. Perfect example of this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Jew about whom the Torah says, b'chol beisinem on who, Hashem says he's my most trustworthy, Peh el peh adaber boy, I speak to him face to face. So Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the greatest level of recognition of Hashem. And when the Torah praises him, it praises him. It doesn't praise the charity he gave. It doesn't pray that. It praises him one thing. Vo'ish Moshe ono of Moed. He was the most humble person. Vehine, kishehodom oichel. When a person eats, al yedei ho'achila, Nizgadel hachomer v'hayeshus. Eating increases the physical part of the person, the materialistic part of the person. Ukeshenizgadel v'nisrabe hachomer v'hayeshus. And when the person becomes bigger, larger physically, he just ate a pound of potatoes and he got more chomer, more physical matter. Azai yochel chas v'sholom lehisalem ulehismait etzloi b'chinas ha'ayin, shu b'chinas ha'shiflus. Then it's very possible that feeling of being nothing, the humility, should disappear because I'm not nothing. Look at me. Until this morning, I was 380 pounds, and as a result of today's breakfast, I'm up to 385 pounds. I ain't nothing. I'm big. I'm huge. And this could challenge the person's shiflus. Again, look, Rabbeinu Zal says in the final chapter of Likutei Moran, the last shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina, Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about mezayna de gufa and mezayna de shmoso, feeding the body and feeding the soul. And Rabbeinu Zal says that these two are on opposite ends of the seesaw. The more you feed the body, the weaker the soul gets. The stronger the soul gets, the weaker the body gets. Now that's a generalization. It's not 100%. There's a lot of qualifiers to that. But on a certain general level, these two are opposites. What the body wants, the soul doesn't want. What the body wants a lot of, the soul says minimal. And what the soul wants a lot of, the body says minimal. So therefore, there's this tug of war going on. And Rabbi Nosson Zal here says, therefore, when a person sits down to eat a good meal, and the physical food that he's eating is going to increase his physicalness, there's a risk that this will decrease his spirituality, his humility. And this is why the Torah expresses its concern when it says, Pen toichal v'savoto, Hashem says, I'm concerned that you're going to eat and you're going to get full, v'ram levovecho, and you're going to become arrogant. Look at me. Look at my house. Look at the steak. Look at the meal that I have. The best steaks and the best this and everything. V'ram levavecha, you're going to become arrogant. V'shochachto es Hashem alekecha, and you're going to forget Hashem. You're going to forget that none of this is yours. You are here currently. Rabbi Nezal says either they take the money from the person or they take the person from the money. Never, never. There hasn't been anybody yet where the two stuck together eternally. So therefore, to feel that this is my house, my food, my wealth, ridiculous. Because as we mentioned before, eating increases the materialistic, the physical. And that could possibly lead to arrogance, feeling great, which is a person feeling like he's a somebody, something. The opposite of how we described humility, which is where the person says, I am nothing. When a person becomes arrogant, one of the natural byproducts is that they forget Hashem. Rabbi Nosson Zal repeats this again and again, and not because he didn't have what to write, not because he ran out of what to write. He's saying it again because he wants to put it in our face. He wants to really emphasize this. This isn't a joke. This is very real. That one of the most critical prerequisites in order to be connected to Hashem, in order to know about Hashem, is this item. It's impossible to know about Hashem without shiflus, without humility, bechinas ayin, this realization that I'm nothing. V'zehu, and this is why the Torah says, "Pentoichal v'savota v'ram levavecha v'shachachta." You're going to eat, you're going to become fat and arrogant and forget. It's a natural progression. You're going to forget Hashem. V'achilo kazu, ze b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. This kind of eating is like what when Adam and Chava ate from the eitz hadas, good and bad. Shepogam by Adam Rishon, whereby Adam Rishon got hurt by that eating. It caused him to become defective. Shenemar boy, because the Torah writes about eating from the Eitz Hadas, Beyoim achol chamimenu mois tomus. On the day you eat from that, you're dead. You're spiritually dead, chas v'shom. You have no connection to Hashem, chas v'shom. Because through this kind of eating, when a person eats improperly, which leads to gaiva, through which we forget Hashem, that causes us to forget Hashem, to become totally disconnected from Hashem, ze bechinas misa. Another word for that is dead. Chas v'shon, hepech chayim nitzchim, which is the opposite of eternal life. Now, a person would say, where does it say anything about gaiva by the Eitz Hadas? Rav Nosson Zal brings this in the beginning of Likutei Halachos, in the beginning of Orach Chaim, in one of the halachos there, he mentions that the snake said to Adam and Chava, you know why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this? I'll tell you why he doesn't want you to eat from this. Because Hashem ate from this tree, and that's what gave him the ability to create everything he did. And he knows that if you eat from this tree, v'hiyisem kelekim, yoydei tever, you're going to be like Hashem. What is he saying? If you eat from this tree, you're going to be great. When they went ahead and ate from the tree, it implied that they wanted to be great. They wanted to be great in the sense of gaiva. They, what are you, nuts? You're going to be like Hashem? You know, you think and that's what they wanted. They wanted to be like Hashem. They didn't want to be nothing in front of Hashem. They wanted to be mamish like Hashem, chas v'shalom. So we see that Eitz Hadas was a pegam of gaiva. Rav Nosson says every time a Jew sits down to a meal, and he isn't aware that he's nothing, how do you become aware that you're nothing? By saying, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam b'yir pri ha'etz. That's how you become aware. Because if I don't say that, that means everything you see here is mine. This is my food, my house, my power. I'm everything. And if a Jew eats the way a Jew is supposed to eat, he goes, washes his hands. What do you mean? You're nothing? Every move you make is a dictated by... The answer is, of course, he's in charge. It's not my food. It's not my house. It's not my life. I'm not breathing my air. It's Hashem's ear. Yes, it's perfectly okay that everything we do is according to his rules. Everything about bracha before a bracha, yes, most definitely. To remind myself again and again and again that it's not my food. I'm nothing. I'm sitting in front of Hashem, and I feel so tiny in the presence of Hashem.